Hello and welcome to the Happiness Growth Podcast, and my name is Riri Okoye. On today's episode, we are going to be exploring the meaning of happiness. You see, happiness means different things to many people, but we can all agree that it makes us positive. So for me, happiness is an emotional state characterized by feelings of the following: joy, excitement, gratitude, pride, optimism, contentment, and love. So let's explore them individually. Excitement. Excitement is like great eagerness, enthusiasm. What makes you enthusiastic? What gives you that great eagerness? For me, it's showing up on camera, doing the podcast, doing voiceovers. I love all of that. In my family members love going on roller coasters. I can't think why, but it gets them excited. One of my sons loves football. The other one loves coding. Both my husband and daughter love art. So we all have different things that get us excited. When I do presentation teaching, some of my students say to me, "But Riri, I'm nervous." I say to them, change your narrative. You are not nervous, you are excited, because you can train your brain to make you feel how you want to feel. Some people go on holiday to get excited. So they go on holiday, and as soon as they come back from a holiday, they're booking another holiday. Joy. In my opinion, joy is the big brother of excitement. Joy is something deeper. It grabs your heart and it stays in your heart longer than excitement. For example, this weekend, I saw a friend and her son who she had taken a trip to see him in Chicago. He had just got a job, a really fantastic job in a bank, and he has a great bachelor pad. And he took his mom out for her belated birthday. And I could see the excitement from the pictures and the videos of her and her son. And guess how it made me feel? It made me feel joyful. And it still carried me on. Even though I saw the pictures a few days ago, I'm still joyful about, even as I'm, you know, explaining that experience, there's a joy in my heart from seeing that. And what is another emotion? Gratitude. Gratitude. There's a quote that I have always planted in my heart, which says, nothing new can come into your life until you are grateful for what you have. And I planted this in my heart when I really started to get on this journey of, you know, happiness. I appreciate all of you, all you listeners that are listening today. I appreciate you. You took your time out of your busy day. You could be listening to anything, and you've chosen to listen to this podcast. I'm grateful for it. So what can you do? Each day, wake up and be grateful. Another emotion is contentment. Contentment is satisfaction, smelling the roses. And again, some years ago, I wasn't content. I was one of these people that was complaining about everything, you know? But I switched. I switched like a light bulb. I said that wasn't increasing my happiness. And what did I do? I started to list down regularly, monthly, all the things that I was satisfied with. And I stopped complaining. It was as simple as that. Another emotion is pride. What makes you proud? Think about all the things that you have been proud of this year. List them out. For me and my husband, it's our children. Our children are growing now. Two of them are adults, 22 and 20. And the other one is 16. And we're proud of all of them. They're thriving. They're living their best life. And apart from that, they're kind. They're loving. We get great feedback from other people about them. We are proud parents. Another emotion is being optimistic. Believing that the future is bright. Believing that your cup is half full rather than empty. Because guess what? What you focus on is what you will become. And the final emotion is love. You know, they say, love is the greatest gift of them all. And when you are loving yourself, don't you feel happy? When you are loving others, don't you feel happy? So, these are all of the emotions and feelings that give us that emotional state of happiness. So by now, we've got the meaning of happiness out of the way. We can start moving on to the next activity that I would like you to join me to do. So, think about the happiest moment of your life. What was it? Go ahead and think of it. And I hope it makes you smile, because that's my intention. And I was thinking about this earlier. And one of the happiest moments, because I've had so many happy moments, but one of the happiest moments of my life was when I was 8 years old. But I want to put this into context so that you can see why I was so happy. I was an 8 year old who loved dolls. And I had so many dolls. And I used to spend a lot of time playing with the dolls. I had a whole box of dolls. My mum would knock on the door and say, "Riri, it's time to study. It's time to read. Stop playing with your dolls." I loved my dolls. I had a doll's house. I had a doll's car. I had all sorts. I used to brush their hair. I loved my dolls, you know, and I was in a world with my dolls. So one of my uncles came all the way from Nigeria. We used to have a lot of family coming all the time. So that was part of my childhood. And this uncle came over to our house and said that he was going to take us all to a toy shop so that we could all buy any toy of our choice. And I looked at my uncle like, "What?" You can imagine all the sorts of emotions as an 8 year old that was going through my mind. I was so excited. So we got into the shop, and guess where I went? I went straight to the doll aisle. I went straight to the doll that I had been eyeing up for over a year. The doll was nearly as tall as me. And guess what? My uncle bought me that doll. That was one of the happiest moments of my childhood. And guess what? I still remember what I named her today. That doll was called Poppet. So thank you, Uncle Wings, because that's what his name is. Thank you, Uncle Wings. That is going to last me a lifetime, I tell you. And guess what, everyone? I try to do this to my children. Because of my experience, when they were young, I took them to one of these big toy shops in London. And I wanted them to get that same experience that I got. And I said to them, "Children, we're going to buy you any toy that you want." But guess what? My children didn't have the same reaction that I had. They went, "Oh, okay, Mum. Okay, I'll have this. I'll have that." And it just didn't work for them, you know. So you can try this with your kids. They might be so happy, or they might be like, "I've got enough toys, Mum. I don't need them." You know, this generation. So anyway, before I leave, I want to say that I have a gift for you, and you can find it at my Instagram account. My Instagram handle is Riri Okoye. It's in the link in bio. It's the 30-day happiness challenge, and it gives you a list of all the activities each day that you can do to boost your happiness. Because remember, my goal is to spread happiness and joy. Please don't forget to follow me there. So, you have been listening to the Happiness Podcast with Riri Okoye, the show that helps boost your happiness and well-being. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you again next time. Take care. Bye.